all around the country and do observing with, so I started on another 6-inch, an F5 Richfield telescope. But this also limited the work quite a bit, so I decided to build myself a larger telescope, which would be also quite portable. I was fairly interested in deep sky work, but also planetary as well as moon observations. Therefore, I decided on a 12-inch Cassegrain telescope with a total ratio of F12, which would be quite useful still for deep sky work as well as planetary observations. The entire scope is mounted on a trailer on a metal platform 7 feet square. Now, if I could have the first slide, please. Could I have the first slide? Oh, where the heck are we? Must be still pretty early in the morning. Well, that's the wrong way. There we are, that's the first one. And this shows a view from the top with the... I think I'll come around the side here. Get through here somehow. Now this is the entire 7x7 platform. The mounting of the telescope is made up of a quarter-inch steel plate welded into a 6-inch square base. And the fork in here is also made up of quarter-inch steel, which tapers from a 5-inch end to 3-inch at the other end, which houses 1.25-inch pillow blocks for the declination axis. And the declination axis is controlled
by a 100 tooth Boston worm gear, which is rotated by a 6 RPM Hertz synchronous motor. And this box here is the control slow motion for forward and reverse on the declination. It also contains the controls for the clock drive, which I will tell you about later. The optical system of the telescope will have a 12.5-inch primary mirror with a focal length of 52 inches. And the secondary will have a diameter of 3.75 inches, which gives a total focal ratio of 150 inches. This is a slow motion control with 100-to-1 gear and the control board. This is the clock drive of the system, which has a 9.3-inch diameter stainless steel gear with 221 teeth. This in here is a 65-to-1 worm gear again, which is driven by a 10 RPM Hertz synchronous motor to give one revolution in 24 hours, roughly. I also have a frequency controller, which is supplied by a 9-volt battery to give correct sidereal time. This is another view of the entire section with these are the four jacks, as you see. Just jack it up on this, which takes about 10 minutes at the most, which would be just about as quick as setting up a small reflector. And I'm going to put heavy rubber mats on here yet to absorb the vibrations of any observer walking around the platform, which could be pretty well reduced with the rubber mats. There's also springs underneath so that when you're traveling over the highway that the optical system in the other mirror does not go out of alignment too much. I think that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Are there any questions, ladies and gentlemen?
I'd like to ask a question about the height of your gear.
the pier is approximately 3 feet from the top of the trailer to the bottom of the fork. And this makes it fairly easy when you're looking in a level plane. In other words, if you're looking on the ground, you can see in a straight line without bending over too much. Does that answer your question?
Do you feel any vibration when you step on the platform?
Oh, there is a fair amount, but it's not as bad as that if you put some rubber mats on. And you also get quite a bit of better observing because you can take a large telescope like this out into the country. And that makes up for a little bit of the vibration. And if you don't move around, you don't have any at all, so you can control that. Well, that's true. But if you wanted to take long photographs, you just stand off the trailer and let it work. Are there any more questions? Well, I haven't got anything to do that yet, but I'm going to put a large canvas cover over it with some other type of material underneath to keep moisture out. Is that all? Yes, sir.
Is the drive 12 volts?
No, I use a 9-volt dry cell battery, which runs through a frequency converter, so I could get the correct sidereal time quite accurately. I think that's all then. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Vanman.